Among the many Christmas events underway in Prague at this time of year is an exhibition of nativity scenes and bells at Bethlehem Chapel in the city centre. Hidden deep in the bowels of the chapel, the exhibition is light years away from the bright lights and bustling city life above. Everything on display is handmade, from wood-carved nativity scenes to Christmas decorations made of lace, and it transports visitors to the Christmases of days gone by. My guide around the exhibition, Hanka Drahošová, says this is the place to come for the real Christmas spirit.
This Christmas exhibition has the longest history in Prague from all these Christmas exhibitions which is going around. This year we have already 35th year, and it started a long, long time ago on the communist time, and at the time it was the only official place where you could hear Christmas carol. Nowadays, the main organizer is Mr. Lukavec and his family and Mr. Kubec, and they try to keep the Czech or Bohemian traditional crafts, and so you can see here all the things done just by contemporary people, contemporary artists, craftsmen, people who take it like their hobby, and also my children, even from kindergartens. And this is very nice on this exhibition that it goes through the generation, and it's not necessary to be a top artist, but you have to have the enthusiasm and to love these kind of things.
What we see here are all Christmas decorations that I think you could have seen in homes 100 or 200 years ago. The accent is on nativity scenes, but I understand that this year the emphasis is on bells.
Yes, we have every year another item or another idea. We try to keep every time the spirit of Christmas, the traditional Christmas, so mostly the decoration and nativity scenes are done by nature materials, wood, cloth, ceramics, paper, lace, and in bobbin lace meetings take place here one weekend during the exhibition, and carvers from all the Republic and even from Slovakia came here, meet here, and show people how these beautiful things are created. And every year we have another main topic, as I mentioned. We already had Christmas with wood smell, Christmas in the kitchen. Last year was fairy tale Christmas, so we had a number of puppet theaters also. And this year, that's why we have the bell here, it's Bethlehem's ringing.
So we'll just go around the exhibition, and if you could show me some of the main exhibits.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, that we have quite a number of different bells. They are created from three bell makers of our country. One of the very known is Mr. Manošek, who made this.
This is actually a carillon, isn't it?
Yeah. It's specially made for our exhibition. It was an idea of Mr. Lukavec, the main organizer, something where people can play even if they are not those who know to play the...
If they're not musicians, right.
Because here it's like on a piano.
Wonderful. I can see that it's an interactive exhibition. People are actually invited to try their hand at playing this instrument and touching other wooden exhibits. I see children having a lot of fun here. Here we have a number of bells. Can you tell me where these are from? I understand that you have bells from different corners of the earth and bells that serve different purposes.
Yeah. This year we have here not only the Czech bells, but also from Tibet and from Buddhist temples, and visitors can even try this water bell. Some resonation, and the resonation make the water play. can see little bubbles on the water and keep.
That's quite amazing. What about those?
We have here several bells from family Dietrich. It's a long tradition from 1950s, and nowadays the granddaughter continues with the tradition of bell making of this family, and also the bell which was sanctified by John Paul II, the Pope, and this copy of the bell which he got as a present from Czech Republic. And here's one bell which was made as a commemoration of Cyril and Method and the anniversary of their coming on Moravia.
Right, and here it seems we have a workshop. What happens here?
This place is open to anyone who wants to show handicraft to other people. So whoever wants can join us and spend some time. And here, for example, you can see today Mr. Hrpa, who is a carver and makes here traditional.
Basically, these are pieces for a nativity scene, are they not?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we have here meetings of bobbin lace makers and carvers. Several years ago, we had here also the violin maker. He started with us when we had the musical Christmas, and he liked it so much that I think twice afterwards we had this violin maker. But this is so nice about this place that these people, it's not like you have to go there. They have free time, they like it here, they like meeting with people. So when they have free time, they just go here, sit here, spend time with us and show to children and adults that not everything is made in factory somewhere, but the handcraft, it's not so easy, and it takes hours really to make a small wooden sheep or some bobbin lace decoration. It's very nice when you can see here the small kids who want to try, and ladies show them how to make the bobbin lace, and they say, oh, it's good, and they see that they can do or make something or create something with their own hands.
And here we have a ceramic nativity scene.
Yeah. This ceramic nativity scene is made by Mr. Medalova, and I like not only on this nativity scene, but in number of others, how the people here are so creative, and they make happy and smiling faces to these boys and girls and men, and sometimes you find also some little jokes there. And when you go around, you feel that it's calming you down, and you started to feel really Christmas here. No, nowadays people said, "Oh, this time of Christmas, it's everything so much in a hurry," but it's inside us. And if you go here and just watch one piece by other and see the details and enjoy them, then you are not in a hurry, and then you start to feel that, okay, this time is about calming down, it's going some expectation.
So these have all these different nativity scenes, from corn husks, from ceramics, wood, dough, and wool, have all been made by amateurs, is that right?
Mostly, yes, for people who like to do it, for people who keep the tradition. We have few pieces by the artists as well, but as this Christmas exhibition is very big, we always have stuff done for this exhibition. It's open with this topic idea, or this main idea, which people know 1 year ahead, and they can create anything what go with the spirit of this Christmas exhibition. and put it here. And as I mentioned, even the small kids can create such a wonderful thing. And we are always amazed by the creativity of kids. And this is what I like, that kids grow in this creativity, and not only in PC games. And if you go around, you can get some inspiration for your own making or creation with kids. And gingerbread you can prepare home as well. It's not so difficult, and kids love to decorate it.
Can we move along then? This looks like a water wheel here. This is just to set the mood, is it?
Yes, that's right. Kids and adults love the water mills. One, we had even the big mill. This year we have small one, but it make the atmosphere as well.
So now we're actually moving on stepping stones across water here.
I can say that WWW, it's for us for this Christmas exhibition, the wood, water, and wonderful people. And you can see the background is done by wood. You can hear the water is running here, and wonderful people and their creation is all around.
Mm-hmm. And what have we here? A huge bell. What is this?
This bell brought in the 1990s George Bush to our President Havel as a gift. So his own.
It says Bell of Freedom, Freedom
yes,
Bell.
It's a Freedom Bell.
So this has been loaned from Prague Castle.
Yes, that's right. It's from Prague Castle for this exhibition they lend us.
This, again, looks like some kind of workshop.
That's right. This workshop was created by Mr. Votruba, who is one of the bell makers. This is to show people how the bells actually are done, what is the real
process of bell making,
and on the December 6th we will have in the Bethlehem Square the bell for the belfry of Bethlehem Chapel will be made here this year. Next year is going to be 600 years of celebration of Mr. Jan Hus, and even the Bethlehem Chapel was reconstructed in 1950s. The belfry is without a bell. So the idea of this year's exhibition came from there, and Mr. Lukáves and Kubes decided that it would be nice to make a new bell for the belfry, and that's why also we have this topic and this workshop here, and the new bell will be born.
So it will be actually be made on the square for the public to watch it being made.
Mr. Votruba will prepare it in the day before, then he will
and then he will cast it on the square.
I think it will be next year they will put it on the belfry itself.
Right. And so we're slowly coming to the end of the exhibition. Is there anything here you'd like to point out?
Yeah, here you can just smell the fresh gingerbread, and also this is like you can take it from all your touching, hearing,
senses.
The belling senses, and smell of the gingerbread. If you buy in the shop, you can even taste the gingerbread. Or we have here hot meat, which people also like to drink. And so this Christmas exhibition is for all senses.
So it's a big Christmas experience, something that people today simply do not have in their homes.
Yeah, mostly they do have. And some people, they like to spend the Christmas day here because it's another atmosphere than in outside. No one runs here, and you can feel here nicely like at home. Yeah, so the